www.TheFanWorks.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. Welcome to the show. It's another week of fun and excitement that we have in store for you here. This is a show about you. It's a show about what you want to talk about. Anything goes, political, personal, you got something on your mind, you just want to get off your chest, you got a rant, you want to push an agenda on the air, and no one else in talk radio will let you get away with it, we're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
And again, anything goes. You can also contact us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on the website, including live streaming. So if you're having trouble getting reception from your local radio station, log on to freetalklive.com. It's absolutely free. It's on the house right there. You can link to it from the front page of the website. So be sure you check that out and much, much more. Plus, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. So we're here 6 nights a week for you to listen to, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time at night. And also we have our live Saturday show from 8 until 10 o'clock, although I think if all goes well, by the end of this week, we should have a good announcement about our Saturday show. I can't really say much more right now. Those who have looked closely have figured it out already. So it's something that you could figure out if you wanted to dig around through the website a little bit. But I can't really say much more than that. So, there you go. All right. Coming up tonight, lots of stuff. Your calls, of course, are number one. So when we get your calls come in, we go straight to them. Otherwise, we have to actually bring stuff up that interests us. And we're going to start with you, Johnson, tonight. What do you have?
All right. As is usual with me being a huge fan of statistics, I found an article in USA Today today about the fact that 1 in 3 high school students says that the press ought to be more restricted, and even say that the government should approve newspaper stories before readers see them. And that's according to a survey that was released today.
1 in 3 high school students?
1 in 3 high school students. It was a survey of 112,000 students finds that about 36% of them believe that newspapers should get government approval of stories before publishing.
Oh, man.
51% say they should be able to publish freely, and 13% have no opinion.
You know, that's really sad. I can kind of see where they're coming from. Like, I'm sure that the press often see, or I'm sure that the people often see, you know, like, wrong stories coming out in the press. And people, like, the PR behind the government is, they can handle anything. So maybe the government should check these stories for validity.
Well, certainly the PR.
Yeah,
well, it's certainly the PR behind the government when as it's promoted by the government school system.
Yeah,
I mean, the government school system is all about propping up the state and making it look like it's just the most wonderful thing that has ever been created. And so, most likely, these are government school students being interviewed as well. I wonder I wonder if you did a private school study with just the non-government school kids, what they would have to say about this question. Because that's craziness. It falls right along in line with just the direction this country is going, just bending right over and letting the government do whatever the hell it wants to.
Yeah, it says here that the Survey of First Amendment Rights was commissioned by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation and was conducted last spring by the University of Connecticut. It also questioned 327 principals and 7,889 teachers.
Did they have responses from the adults as well, or did they just print the kids?
I think they just printed the kids. Let me just, you know, I'll see.
1-800-259-9231 if you've got a comment on this situation, or the general state of education in this country, which is dismal, is miserable.
There's some other disturbing statistics here about First Amendment rights.
Okay.
Although a large majority of the students surveyed say musicians and others should be allowed to express unpopular opinions, 74% say people shouldn't be able to burn or deface an American flag.
74% of the kids?
Yep, 74% said that people should not be able to burn or deface an American flag as a political statement, and 75% mistakenly even believe that it's illegal.
I have other opinions. In fact, illegal.
It is here in Florida.
The I also can understand where people come from. I mean, one shouldn't burn the American flag, in my opinion. But I also understand that, in fact, the First Amendment is there to protect unpopular speech. And that's the
apparently
the
these kids don't understand that.
Well, of course they don't. And it's an issue of education.
But even though the law is here on the books here in Florida, it's still legal. The Supreme Court ruled in 1989 that it is legal.
Oh, really? So you could go ahead and do it and thumb your nose at the Florida state then?
Yeah, it's constitutional.
Might be a problem.
Interesting. Anything else?
No, I think that, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's just, it's...
Not being so noisy with that ice, man, which...
Sorry.
They said, you know, because they studied the First Amendment, he says, this was this Springer, I guess, is one of the guys, Derek Springer, first-year student at Ivy Tech State College in Muncie, Indiana, credits his this article's cut off, that's no good, credits his junior Muncie Central High School with teaching students about the First Amendment, which guarantees speech, press, and religion. Last year, Springer led a group of student journalists to expose payments to a local local basketball players for such things as attending practices and blocking shots. The newspaper also questioned requirements that students register their cars with the school to get parking passes. Because they studied the First Amendment, he says, we know that we can publish our opinions that might be scrutinized, but we don't. But we know we didn't do anything wrong.
That's a frightening, definitely a frightening study, and it certainly shines some light on the state of education in this country and, you know, how brainwashed our kids are. I mean, it's so important that I think if you have any sort of contact with young people, I don't know, through groups that you're a member of, or just, you know, maybe just knowing some kids through family members, or especially your own kids, obviously, but anyone that you come in contact with, do whatever you can to introduce them to the ideas of liberty, because I've been to high schools and done speaking for the Libertarian Party, to like gone to a government class full of seniors, and I've had really good reception. I mean, the good thing is these kids are still so young to where their minds are open, even if they've been brainwashed for 12, 13, 15 years by the system. You can still make a real difference in what and in the way they think and the way they approach issues. It's not too late, is what
and
I'm
nobody's
saying.
Pitching this. I mean, nobody's out there pitching liberty. Nobody's out there pitching freedom. You'll see lots and lots of people pitching, like, real-life labeled pinko socialism. I mean, I'm not talking about just the socialism that we have in the United States that the kind of masquerades as the free market,
right, is
the way things are, you know, like you can't change
the status quo.
Status quo. I'm talking about real live, like, you know, Soviet socialism. There's people out there pitching that to kids.
Really?
They get their hands on that stuff. Whereas.
Well, who's pitching that to kids?
I'm just telling you that in high school, I knew all about those kind of things. I felt like the state was the one to handle these things. Why in the world would you let, you know,
probably
people...
guys like that call you guys had on Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, I absolutely was coming from, in high school, coming from the same place that guy was.
Mm. The idea that the government can do everything, and how dare you turn this over to evil corporations.
I don't know about evil corporations. I wasn't quite there.
I think a lot of Greens believe that the government has to, for example, protect the environment.
Absolutely.
You know, which is scary thought.
Well, I got an email from, I think his name was Joe. He's called Joe or Jim in Arizona, I think it was Arizona, one of those states down there in the South, and he was real concerned with the environment. We duked it out with him over the phone a number of times, and he sent me an email with an actual news article describing this evil corporation that he was talking about, you know, the one that was supposedly clear-cutting land and that sort of thing, and... Well, it turns out that this evil corporation is hand and fist, like, right there along with the government. I mean, they're in bed with the Californian government. And so it's not really a free market situation, as he described it. It's not a totally privately owned land situation at all. So he wasn't being completely honest, or he didn't know all the facts. And, of course, once I pointed him out, he still ignored it. 800-259-9231, this is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You get interactive with us and talk about anything. Personal, political, whatever's on your mind, it's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to log on, get interactive online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with over 3,000 posts. Almost 300 members, everybody interacting about anything from a flame war to intellectual conversation to our latest poll. That when we post a poll on the BBS, well, there are several of them that you can vote in, but the newest one had to do with a new... I don't even know if I should even talk about it because it's already over. Here's what happened. We sold this on Saturday night about our Shrine of Female Listeners, there being a brand new Shriner, but we thought she might be fake. So I put this new Shriner up yesterday. On the we don't do a show on Sunday, so it's kind of like our day off, but I still did a little website update. Put the new Shriner up there. Her name allegedly was Erica, and the picture showed her sitting in front of a computer screen that said Free Talk Live on it. So I linked it to a poll on the bulletin board system where people immediately started voting that she was a fake, basically, and it really did look like a fake picture. And already today, by midpoint this afternoon, someone had posted a link on the BBS to the original picture. So the faker, one of our listeners went on the internet, did a search on Google, and found the original picture that the faker used to create the fake
photograph. It sounds like an Agatha Christie novel, like the guy who solves it, it might in fact be the killer.
You know what would be interesting? You need to start a shrine of fake listeners.
Yeah.
And just have all the stories.
Busted. Ones that we busted. Yeah, that's not bad. I thought about that, something like that, earlier today. So I took her down.
That's a good idea.
She's already down. Since she was proven to be a fake, I already took her down. So I can't really send you to the shrine to look at her. But if you do want to see what the picture did look like, it's still up at the bulletin board system under the shrine forum.
Either that or you could just have like the faker, because you've got validated and then non-validated. And then right at the bottom of the shrine, you could have fakers.
That's a good idea. I wonder if I still have some of the... I think I might have gone through and deleted some of the old-school fakers, though.
Well, Danielle? Those pictures are probably all over the place.
Yeah, it's true. Probably you'll find it somewhere.
I saw Danielle on a dating site the other night. So.
All right. She was one of the better fakers because she actually called in. It was a female who did call in, but it wasn't really her. 800-259.
So it was a female faking
was
to
be. Was that that guy who faked out Todd? Was that Jared was his name, I think?
Oh, no. That was Jared... He didn't fake out Todd.
He faked out Todd with his girl. He had that girl voice, like, hello, or whatever. Like, he had
that. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
He could do a woman's voice.
Well, yeah, because he was a teenager.
Right.
I mean, if you're a teenager and you're male, you can probably do a female voice if you haven't had your voice changed.
Well, his voice had changed, though. I mean, he didn't have too high of a voice.
Language.
It was still creepy. His female impersonation was creepy. And I just remember he had faked out, one of the hosts of this show like a real long time ago.
So there you go. So if you want to see that, well, she was the new Shriner. Now she's the exiled Shriner. Soon to be the new fake Shriner. I like that. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, the fake Shriner is a good idea.
I do like that because they come through often enough, so they deserve their own place, I suppose. Hey, I got this news over the weekend from the We the People Foundation. And it's pretty interesting. It seems to be a pretty major decision in regards to taxes. We had a call come in last week about someone who was concerned with paying his income tax. And it turns out that last week, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit held that taxpayers cannot be compelled by the IRS to turn over personal and private property to the IRS, absent a federal court order.
Okay.
That translation of that means that if the IRS, according to this, the way I understand it,
right?
According to this, if the IRS sends you some sort of a notice that says, we want to look at your stuff, you can just basically tell them to go pound sand until they get a federal court order.
Right.
So
that's good news.
Yeah, it seems to be putting a huge blockade in between the individual and the IRS. Let's see. So the court has basically nullified key enforcement provisions of the Internal Revenue Code, stripping the IRS of much of its power to compel compliance with its administrative demands for personal and private property. And I assume that means your documents, too, right? I mean, that's your property, so now if they're demanding your, I guess that means if they're demanding you show your papers to them, what do they call it, an audit?
Right. Audit.
Yeah.
Then you can basically say, sure, as soon as you get a federal court order.
Wow.
That seems to be what this is saying. The court characterized IRS summonses under Section 7602 as mere requests. So when the IRS sends you a real mean-sounding note that says, you better do this and this and this or else, it's just a request.
You think in an audit when they ask for receipts that fits under the ruling? I mean,
it's private property, isn't it?
The receipts do belong to you. There's certainly no doubt.
The court went on to say that the federal courts are there to protect taxpayers from an overreaching IRS and that the IRS must go through the federal courts before force can be applied on anyone by the IRS to turn over personal and private property to the IRS.
Well, I kind of feel like that means, if you've been ruled against and somehow, like the IRS, you owe the IRS $15,000. And they say, well, we're going to come and take away your car, boat, and I don't know, all the orange trees out of your backyard. I'm just trying to come up with something. That it seems to me that that's what they would be talking about, not, you know, oh, it says here that you used the receipt, you know, it says here on this receipt you purchased a big screen TV, we have to see it.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't sound like the same thing. Like, you know, proof of it existing is different.
Well, they're talking, the word they use are IRS summons. Like, that's what they're ruling on here. It says, this is actually from the decision that they made last week. Absent an effort to seek enforcement through a federal court, IRS summonses apply no force to taxpayers. So what would they be using the summonses for? I would guess to summon you to their offices to prove yourself to them. Right. Your paperwork, or to summons your past 7 years' worth of IRS returns and all the other details.
A summons does draw you to court, you know. I mean,
But this isn't a court summons. This is an IRS summons. According to the court decision, the IRS summons applied no force to taxpayers, and no consequence whatever can befall a taxpayer who refuses, ignores, or otherwise does not comply with an IRS summons until that summons is backed by a federal court order. A taxpayer cannot be held in contempt, arrested, detained, or otherwise punished for refusing to comply with the original IRS summons, no matter the taxpayer's reasons or lack of reasons for so refusing. So they're saying that if you say no, then they just have to go to federal
court. That's really good news.
It is really good news, and it's really early on in this process. There's a couple of different lawsuits going on here that we're definitely going to be following, and we'll keep you up to date if anything new happens. I mean, this is kind of like the tip of the iceberg, so to speak, as far as what could be some very positive rulings in the favor of us, the taxpayers, or the suckers, if you will, versus the IRS, this big goon squad agency that basically takes people's homes and cars and all of the things that they love away from them. So I think that's definitely an exciting decision, and again, more to come here soon. If you've got a comment, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, where are we going next, man?
I think we should talk about the election in
the election.
Iraq.
In Iraq.
It's a huge...
wasn't as violent of a day as they had expected, though, was it?
No. It's kind of interesting because everybody's... if that's what you want to talk about. Everybody got that voted.
Well, that's what you want to talk
about. Got their finger turned purple with an indelible ink.
Really?
Like, they have this permanent ink put on their finger so that you can't vote twice.
Got it.
And that's a great system. I think we should do that here because there's a lot of dead people voting in the United States.
Okay. Interesting.
Today, everybody's walking around with purple fingers that voted. And it could be
that might
make payback
get shot,
time,
right?
800 give people the purple finger.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. Details coming up, and your calls as well. This is the show about you. So make your calls, and we'll take them about anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200% to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
So take control of the show and log on at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of women on there who have sent us their pictures in order to be included in the Shrine. It's not a beauty contest, though. I mean, there are women of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors there. So the only qualification is that you're a lady and that you have a picture available to send to FTL at freetalklive.com. But you can go to freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine for yourself and read the details about how you can get involved with it. All right. So, man, what you wanted to talk about the Iraqi election.
Yes.
Which happened yesterday. And honestly, I haven't really done too much reading up on it. So anything that you're going to tell me, I'm pretty much learning here because I don't know much about what happened yesterday.
More or less, they say that 60% of the Iraqi population voted.
70, from what I've heard.
I've heard 70 also.
How can that be?
I've decided to go with 60.
Heard 70% turnout, 44 dead.
That's exactly what I've heard. I also heard 60% turnout and 44 dead also. There seem to be mixed numbers, and they voted in 13 other countries.
Right, there were several over here. I know that.
Yes, there were definitely people voting. There were definitely polling places in the United States for people to vote, in Canada and Australia.
How is it that they could have people in other countries vote in the Iraqi election?
Well, the same way that you can vote if you were an American who was traveling abroad. So, say you decided I'm going to travel for a year.
Okay.
I don't have to, you're right. An American, you're free. You can go to, spend as much time. And
as long as I don't want to go to Cuba, I'm free.
Right.
Okay.
So you've picked the...
And as long as I bow down to the government and get my passport, then I'm free. Okay. Now that we've qualified that...
Well, it's these those seem like small qualifications to me. But anyway, so you're traveling the world, you're gallivanting around, and an election comes up. You can still vote in that election. You have to figure out how you do your absentee ballot, and you'd send it
okay.
in, that kind of thing. But
I understand now.
These are Iraqi citizens that are living abroad.
The only thing that confused me was that when I saw a picture of some of these guys voting, I guess, over in Australia, and it claimed they were expatriates, and I thought that meant that they were no longer Iraqi citizens.
An expatriate is an American. In the case of an American expatriate, you would be an American citizen living abroad.
Got it.
That's what an expat is.
Okay. I thought an expat was someone who renounced their citizenship, but I must be mistaken.
I know what the term... I mean, the term certainly sounds like that.
Mm-hmm.
You were at one point patriotic, and now you are not. That's why you're an expat. It doesn't really mean that.
Now I understand.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find that number a little hard to believe, 60 to 70% voter turnout. We can't even get that here in the States.
Here's what I'm wondering. Did they statistically turn out... for one thing, freedom's not as important here in the United States because people take things for granted.
Uh-huh.
That's just the way that
is. No, I understand what you're saying.
In some countries, potable water is the biggest deal, but when you don't have, certain types of freedom, then they're more important to you.
I'm sure if we... if the election turnout was to, help bring about a somewhat democratic rule after overthrowing a dictator, our turnout would probably be a little bit higher.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Right.
Fair enough. So, did you have anything to say about the election?
Well, here's one of my questions is how important do you think it is? I mean, is there a victory here for us?
No.
Why not?
Because we're over there illegally.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what we do over there. I don't care if we, you know, throw parties with strippers over there. It's not a victory. I mean, it doesn't matter what action our troops take or the U.S. government people there take. The only correct action that's a victory is to come home and to apologize.
I'm going to disagree, and I'm going to say absolutely it is a victory, but here's an analogy for you, all right?
Okay.
If I rape your sister, okay? If I rape your sister and she has a beautiful baby, does that make the rape any less of a crime?
Wow.
I like that.
That's interesting. That's an interesting analogy. It would certainly mitigate it, sure. It
did you make that
her.
One up all on your
well,
own?
Yes,
not,
I did.
Not to mention
I thought of it today while I was listening to it.
Let's forget just a beautiful baby, but what if you, in fact, had like a child genius, a Mozart, you know, a prodigy.
The ends do not justify the means.
Yeah, it's an interesting analogy.
And just because they've had a successful election doesn't mean a
it's
damn
really good,
thing.
Skyler.
Yeah. I mean, Bush isn't any less of a lying sack.
it doesn't mean anything either. I mean, even if the most wonderful pro-freedom patriotic kind of a dude got elected over there, which I doubt, it still doesn't mean anything because the unrest is going to continue. You know, this is not going to put a stop. The insurgents aren't going to just hand over their weapons and come out into the streets and completely change their demeanor because of this. It doesn't mean anything as far as the future of Iraq.
Well, it does mean something that if you can get 60% of the population to participate in the election, then that sort of lends itself to 60% of the population is thankful that we came by, you know?
Well, you know, again, and I think my analogy, the reason why I came up with that analogy...
It's a good analogy.
Because it's particularly apt because it doesn't matter. If Iraq becomes completely free and they become this great country, it doesn't change the fact... You know, okay, they've got a beautiful baby. You know... It doesn't change the fact that what we did was wrong.
Right.
Just because there's a good outcome of a crime doesn't mean that it changes the fact that it's a crime.
Well, it's the same thing with, what the government does to us here at home. They take your money at gunpoint and they give it to the welfare system. And then after the welfare bureaucrats are done taking their cut off the top, they distribute it to the supposed poor people and the disabled people. And yes, there's plenty of people in there that are crackheads that are just using it to buy more crack. But there probably are actually people in the welfare system that do need help and, you know, that should get help. Just because they're getting help doesn't make the methods that they got the help through correct. Just because everybody thinks it's a good idea, the majority thinks it's a good idea to rob people of their money to help a few people that are in need doesn't mean that it's a good thing to do. Although I think your analogy is much more poignant.
But Ian, Saddam was asking for it.
Oh.
I mean, it's kind of like the attitude that our country takes, too. I mean, if you think about it, we're like an abusive boyfriend.
That's a good point. 1-800.
What are the analogies to abusive boyfriend?
The United States of America, date rapist.
800-259-9231.
What are the analogies to date rape? I don't really get it.
What do you mean?
It just sounds mean.
Well, we were courting. We kind of courted Iraq for a while. If you think about it, we gave them all the weapons that they used.
Yeah.
We gave them permission to attack Kuwait in the first Gulf War. So yeah, we're a date rapist. I mean, it's really the most appropriate analogy that I can think of for this whole situation with Iraq.
Well, you know, at least a date rapist. Not that I'm trying to minimize what rape is, but at least they only do their deed once and then they go away. I mean, how many other date rapists are going to show back up at the girl's house the next week? I mean, we're there in their streets 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no-knock raids, barbed wire everywhere, mandatory checkpoints, you name it. I mean, this is not a free nation, and it's not going to be free anytime soon. It's really just a sad, sad situation over there.
And the politicians responsible for this, their kids aren't over there.
Hell no, they're not. 1-800-259-9231. In fact, Harry Brown had a great article. We've talked about over the past couple of weeks... Whether or not, I'd asked the question before, is George Bush evil? Is he crazy? Or is he just totally, just ignorant? And we ended up kind of coming up with the answer, at least some of us on this show thought that he was all of the above. And it turns out Harry Brown agrees with us. I'd like to read a couple highlights from his article next, unless you want to take control of the show. I mean, it is just some of the best writing he has ever done. And we're going to bring that up next. Again, 800-259-9231. Again, you can control the show, though. Take control at 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great. And just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants. It's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons. And I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe. It's natural. It's healthy. And it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446, and you'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
A HealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's the Monday night show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Plenty of time for you to get your calls in about whatever's on your mind, personal, political, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And again, 800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Anytime there's something to announce about the show, whether it be a new Shriner, whether it be a website update of importance, whether it be a brand new affiliate that we want to let you know, you're the first to know if you're a member of the updates list. And it's very simple, very quick to sign up. You just go to freetalklive.com, click updates, and follow the instructions.
How many updates would you say that we get in a given month?
Actually, I was actually looking at that last night. I think in January we've sent about 10.
10 updates? To 12. That many?
It's been busy, dude. I mean, back when we weren't syndicated, we were sending like 3. So now that we're syndicated, there's more to do, and there's more to share. So
I don't know, 10 whole emails in a month. Ho-ho! That's not that much.
I'm just trying to figure it. I'm just trying to talk about it. People want to know those things.
Well, if you like the show and you want to know what's going on, you want to be the first to know, the updates are the answer for you. So log on at freetalklive.com and get signed up for that. We're talking about the Iraq situation and George Bush and a question that I have asked several times on this show. We've had some callers answer it. We've heard from, of course, everyone on this crew. The question is George Bush insane? Is he evil? Or is he just ignorant? Because I don't believe it can be any... His actions, I don't believe, can be there could be any sort of other reason for his actions and for the things that he says.
After reading his inauguration speech, the man is not stupid. No way. That speech was unbelievable.
Now, you read the entire thing. Now, yeah. when the speech happened the next day, we kind of took some highlights from it and tore the highlights apart, and they were frightening and scary. I mean, I can't even imagine the rest of the speech that I might have missed.
It's just, he's just saying the opposite. I mean, he's very, very good at
double speak. Yeah, that's what I would call it, double speak.
It's just unreal.
He talks a big game about freedom and liberty, and at the same time, he talks about taking over the entire world, basically.
Yep. And, you know, and at the same time, he's signing all sorts of laws to take freedoms away from us.
Yes, he is. George Bush was, this is Harry Brown, by the way, George Bush was re-inaugurated in Washington last week. Fittingly, the inauguration parade route was lined the entire way with armed guards. So many armed guards that they had to stand shoulder to shoulder. You know, I'm glad I didn't see that on TV because it would have probably made me sick.
Mm.
Did either of you happen to see
any of the
footage? Okay. If you want to comment on it, 800-259-9231. As with the rest of America, Washington, D.C. was in a state of siege. The militant air of the entire affair was very much like a parade in the old Soviet Union or even in Nazi Germany. Now, Harry's old enough to be able to make that claim. Now, he's in his 70s. And in his speech, George Bush proclaimed his desire for world domination, to have the power and the right to decide who is good and who is bad, who shall live and who shall die, and what form of government will exist in each nation. He did that. I've seen it. Saw the quotes. He made it clear that if he has a use for your government, you'll keep it, no matter how oppressive. But if your government doesn't suit him, if it declares its independence from the United States, then we'll liberate your country and impose what we call democracy on it. No matter how advanced your civilization, no matter how much or how little your people may approve of your current form of government. Of course, by we, he meant George Bush. George Bush is, in effect, the ruler of the world, more powerful than the United Nations, more powerful than the countries of Europe, more powerful than the Congress of the United States, more powerful than the people of the United States, a majority of whom now believe that George Bush was wrong to invade Iraq. But that majority opinion has no effect on George Bush, who continues to try to impose his way upon Iraq. I love it. Harry capitalizes the H in his there. So he's Jesus or something like that. And who most likely now has his sights set on Iran. Now, if you've been reading Harry's articles or listening to his radio show, which, by the way, follows ours on Saturday night, we, of course, have our live Saturday show, and Harry Brown follows us on our network. Excellent show. You may be aware of how much attention Harry's been giving to this drive for world domination, dressed up as the War on Terror and Operation Iraqi Freedom, and he has written over and over again about the wars. And why is Harry Brown so obsessed with the war? Well, the January 21st editorial in the Wall Street Journal summed up George Bush's inauguration speech very neatly. It said that the entire speech was about Iraq, as a way of explaining to Americans why the sacrifice our troops are making there is justified. Aye, and there's the rub. Troops don't sacrifice. Only individuals can sacrifice. For some of them, the sacrifice is a year out of their lives. For others, the sacrifice is living for a year or more in constant fear and danger, i.e., in enemy territory. But for too many, the sacrifice is one's life, the loss of one's whole life. That's not the same as giving a tenth of your income to the church, or working 15 hours a week in a soup kitchen, or spending a day a week helping out at a nursing home. When you sacrifice your life, you give up everything. The world has ended. What you were no longer exists. No more life, no more love, no more music, no more sports, no more breathing, no more interest in anything. And when you sacrificed your life, it no longer matters whether Iraq is liberated or oppressed, because you don't exist anymore. It no longer matters whether George Bush is a great leader or a megalomaniac, because you no longer have a life with which to be affected by it. You are no more. George Bush can speak cavalierly about such sacrifices. He can say, this is a quote, "Freedom is always worth it." He can speak with gratitude about such sacrifices because he is making no sacrifice whatsoever. He can tell young people that when you die, you will add not just to the wealth of our country, but to its character. But George Bush isn't the Messiah, and he can't bring those dead people back to life. If you've got a comment...
And he doesn't know necessarily what's the best thing.
800-259... No, he's just a man. 800-259-9231. A crazy man. And we'll get to that. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can interact with us about anything, personal, political, whatever is on your mind. Don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com. And check out the archives, last 6 days worth of the show right there on the front page. You can download them. No logging in required, no membership fee, none of that joke. None of those jokes. You just go to freetalklive.com and grab what you need. Okay? Last 6 days right there. Hey, we're reading, we're talking about what Harry Brown has to say about the president's inaugural address. Of course, it's just sheer brilliance. And I've kind of tried to withhold from doing Harry Brown stuff because he has his own show on the same network, and I don't want to duplicate his material too much. But this one's just so good, I can't hold back.
Yeah.
It's just so good. So he's saying that George Bush is not the Messiah, and he can't bring those dead people, meaning the soldiers and the people, the innocents who've died in Iraq, back to life. He cannot restore their ability to taste love, to enjoy fellowship, to pursue a career, to bask in the sheer joy of being alive. He can't return to a mother, her dead son. He can't return to a wife, her dead husband. He can't bring a dead soldier back to raise his children. He can't do anything to restore what he's stolen from people with his glib assurances about WMDs, mobile bioweapon labs, unmanned planes dropping chemical weapons on the east coast of the United States, about freedom always being worth the price, a price that to him is effectively zero. Yeah. I love that point. George Bush doesn't have to pay any prices for his little games. He didn't even lose the election. The dead are dead, and they can't come back. They won't.
No, as a matter of fact, he won the election, and he believes he has a mandate. He's going to do it all over again. He's going to do that crap in North Korea. He's going to do that crap in Iran. He's outlined, what, seven outposts?
The outposts of tyranny.
Outposts of tyranny. This is after the Axis of Evil.
Right.
The Axis of Evil was just three countries, and now there's like seven, I think it was six or seven, outposts of tyranny, including Cuba and Burma and Zimbabwe. I can't remember what the other ones are, but...
The dead are dead, and they can't come back. They won't dance at any inaugural balls or even attend their alumni reunions. They won't attend presidential banquets or even eat at the local coffee shop. Not ever again. They are dead, and George Bush has killed them. He killed them as certainly as though he personally had fired a rocket launcher at their homes. Now that's a hell of an accusation. George Bush, murderer. How about that? If he didn't know that his plan to liberate people who hadn't asked to be liberated, to bring democracy to people who hadn't asked for democracy...
You know, that murder is not right. That murder is not a fair statement. These guys signed up to be soldiers. They went... that's their gig. Now, murder
and
is killing...
And he sent them to their deaths.
Well, that's not murder. That's killer.
Yeah. It's premeditated. He knew some of them were going to die,
just
right?
It's killer. It's not murder.
All right.
Murder is crime. And I'm here to set you straight, buddy. So go ahead.
Semantics. People who hadn't asked to be liberated to bring democracy, people who hadn't asked for democracy, would lead to the deaths of thousands of people. He's not only incompetent and unfit to hold office, he's surely psychopathic and needs to be incarcerated.
Wow.
That's right. He just called the President of the United States a psychopath. Only a psychopath would stand in the midst of thousands of security guards and speak of the force of human freedom. And then he gets into some of these Bush quotes, which definitely deserve to be hit again. We're going to come back to it. 800-259-9231, unless you want to interrupt the show and take control, bring up whatever is on your mind. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of...